Das kann sich nicht aber recht zu schlagen, wenn man Yehuda im Sechles Kitten darf mit ihm sein. Sagt der Mischte, für jetzt zählt das Field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, he has to buy the first fruits of the field every year and bring them as Bikurim for the benefit of the world. Rabbi said, although a guy can't have ownership in land there, it's all to remove it from the Chi of a Meiser, he can have ownership rights to the land to do with it as he wishes, even to dig ditches and make it useless. Rabbi Lazar says exactly the opposite. A guy can have ownership to remove the Chi of Meiser, but cannot have ownership to do the land as he wishes. Rabbi said, I can prove my view from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the leket shechem pay of a guy are chayiv and Meiser. Now, this can't be talking about the leket of a Yid's field that was picked up by a guy and then sold, because the leket of a Yid's field is not chayiv and Meiser. This must be talking about the leket of a guy's field that was picked up by a Yid. And since the guy is not commanded to leave leket, it's chayiv and Meiser. We see that a guy's produce is chayiv and Meiser. The Mishnah says not approved, because the Mishnah may be discussing the leket of a Yid's field that was taken by a guy. And the reason the leket is chayiv and Meiser is because leket is only part of a Meiser when it's taken by a Yid. Maybe we can bring a proof to Rabbi Lazar from a Brice. The Brice says, if a field of a guy was bought by a Yid before the produce grew to 1/3 of its growth and was then sold back to the guy after the produce reached 1/3 of its growth, the produce would be chayiv ma'aser because it grew to that level in the possession of a Yid. We see from here that the produce of a guy is not chayiv ma'aser. The Brice says, it may be that the Brice is talking about a field in Syria, and the Tana holds that the conquering of an individual did not give Syria the status of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the produce there is chayiv ma'aser only the Rabbanon, which is why a guy's field would not be chayiv ma'aser. Shekmar Brisa says, if a Yid and a guy own a field in Eretz Yisrael in partnership, Rebbe says it's as if each kernel is owned in partnership and half of each kernel is therefore subject to Meiser. And Shimon Galil says that they divide when they divide the produce, the share of the guy is part and the share of the Yid is chayiv Meiser. Now the machleka seems to be whether we say brayer or not, but presumably everyone would agree that the guy does not have ownership in the land. The guy does have ownership in the land, even to remove the produce from any Meiser obligation. Mar says this Brisa is also discussing a field in Syria, like we said in the last answer before. Zakti Frektimar. Rav Chiya often said, our Mishnah says that the Rabbanan instituted that one must buy the first produce of a field sold to a guy and bring it as Bikurim. This suggests that there is no Bikurim obligation. This must be because a guy takes ownership in the field to exempt the produce. Rashi said there were stages to the Taikana. Initially, if a Yid sold his field to a guy, the Yid would have to buy the first fruits and bring them as Bikurim Deiraisa. However, the Rabbanan saw that people took that to mean that the field retained its Kedusha even when it sold to a guy, and therefore the people felt that selling to a field to a guy is okay. Therefore, they instituted that Bikurim should not be brought from field sold to a guy. However, but people who needed money still sold their fields to Goyim and did not even try to buy them back. The Rabbanan therefore said that the Bikurim must be purchased and brought so that the people would understand not to sell their fields and to redeem them if they did sell them. Zakti Gemara, if one sells the rights to the produce of his field to another, but not the actual field, Rabbi Yechanan says the purchaser brings Bikurim and even reads the parasha because the rights to produce is equal to having rights to the actual field. Rish Lakish said he would bring the Bikurim and not read the parasha because rights to the produce are not equal to rights in the actual field. Rabbi Yechanan asked, the Brisa learns from the pasuk of Ulevei Secho that a husband brings Bikurim from his wife's Maluk property and reads the parasha. Now, a husband only has the right to the produce of the Nichsim Maluk, and you see that he reads the parasha, which means that the rights to the produce are equal to having rights in the actual field. Rish Lakish answered, no, that case is an exception because the Xeris HaKosif of Ulevei Secho. Others say that Rish Lakish asked this as a question to Rabbi Yechanan, that we see that Torah had to make an exception, which means that generally the rights are not equal. Rabbi Yechanan answered that the case is not an exception, but rather serves as the basis for all other cases. Fedek Digmar, Brisa says that if one was bringing Bikurim from his wife's Nichse Malug, and on his way to Yerushalayim he heard that she died, he brings the Bikurim and reads the parasha. Now this suggests that only after she died, and he therefore inherits her, does he read the parasha. But if she was still alive, he would not read the parasha. Zach Digmar, he would read it even if she didn't die. The Chiddush is that Rabbi Yosi, the son of Renina, says that one who sends Bikurim with a Shliach, and the Shliach dies on the way, and the owner then went to bring it up on his own, the owner would not read the parasha, because the Pasuk teaches that to read the parasha it must be one person having brought the Bikurim from start to finish. We would think that since the husband is changing status from a Malug holder to the owner, maybe he should not read the Brisa. What teaches that he does, but in truth he would read even while his wife was alive. Zakhmar, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish follow their own reasoning, because we have learned that if one sells his field in a time when Yovel is in force, Rabbi Yechanan says the buyer brings Bikurim from that field and reads the parasha, although the field will be taken away from him at Yovel, and he therefore only has ownership of the produce, that ownership is equivalent to having ownership of the field itself. Rish Lakish says that he brings but does not read, because it's not like he owns the actual field. The Mar explains that they needed to argue in the case of Yovel and in the previous case where the purchaser specifically only brought the rights to the produce. If we would have said only said the previous case, we would say that it is only over there that Reish Lakish said he is not considered to own the actual field because he specifically said he's only buying the rights to the produce. But in the case of the Yovel where he intended to own the actual field, maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan. If we'd only have the case of Yovel, we would say it's only over there Rabbi Yochanan said that he's considered to own the land, but where he specifically purchases only the rights to the produce, maybe he would agree with Reish Lakish. That's why both cases are needed.